Hi there, you're very welcome to the Buff Dario podcast. I'm Chris Davidson. The podcast is all about helping tired, busy dads to get in shape despite those pesky kids, partners and bosses. It's time to look after ourselves a bit better. We need to get rid of the bellies. We need to build some fitness and strength again. And the podcast is all about helping you find a dad-friendly way to do all of that. This is episode 3, Dad Workouts to Become a Buff Daddy-O. Hello there, I hope you're keeping well. Just a quick note for this episode. I work very early mornings training clients. Then I get home, then I do the school run, and then I still have my 2-year-old daughter to look after during the day. Then I make the dinner, then I'm out in the evenings as a personal trainer again. So pretty long day. But what I normally do is I record these podcasts while my daughter's having a nice nap, sort of mid-morning time. It gives me real pressure to get it right first time, but that works for me. But this time she's decided she doesn't want to go for a nap. Maybe you can empathize here. So you may well hear some little girl pottering around in the background noises, but I just wanted to get this podcast recorded because I really wanted to get out there the simple way we can work out in just 2 hours a week to finally lose these bellies and get in great shape. So you may remember what we've covered so far in episodes 1 and 2. We talked about how to get your ducks in a row, how to get your life set up for actually adding in these workouts and eating right. Then we talked about actually eating right in the last episode, how to focus on real food, limiting sugar and using those extended breaks from eating to help you burn away that body fat from the areas where it's probably annoying you. So what about these damn workouts? Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. These are some great workouts, but simple. They're going to help you get fitter and stronger. They're going to help you build muscle and stamina too. These are workouts that we can easily fit into those slots that we've scheduled, which you may remember we covered in episode 1. Scheduling your workouts is key. But the workouts involve minimal equipment, so you can do them at even the most basic gym or even at home. The fewer excuses we can create in our heads about how hard the workouts are, the required equipment or the travel time involved to go workout, the better. Remember I spoke last week about the lazy junk-loving guy that we all have in our heads, the guy that tries to lead us astray, I suppose, and make us do the wrong thing. He's going to be able to come up with all sorts of crap excuses to convince you not to work out or to cut your workout short when you do start them. We need to learn to ignore him, like I said. Now, one point about working out, you don't have to enjoy working out. I've seen those P90X videos and all the infomercials about workout videos. Everyone's smiling. They're saying things like, oh man, my legs, I'm loving the burn in my thighs. Oh yeah. Like they're really into the pain involved in working out. I wonder sometimes maybe they're robots. I don't know if you've ever seen the film The Stepford Wives. I think they did a remake recently of it with Nicole Kidman. But anyway, in this film, The Stepford Wives, wives are replaced by robots. Their husbands get together and replace their wives with robots who look normal and act like the most dutiful wife in the world because they've been programmed that way. I sometimes think that that's what's happened with workout videos because those people don't seem to be normal. That's not a normal response to working out. You don't have to enjoy working out. Our workouts are just chores that we need to do. Like picking your kids up from somewhere, that's a chore. Or going to get groceries, that's a chore. That's something you need to do. It's non-negotiable. You never say, nah, you know, I used to pick my kids up from school, but, you know, it got boring. I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. So, yeah, I just left them there to fend for themselves. You just do things because they need done. See your workouts as a chore. That's what working out is from now on. You want to get in shape, so you have to work out. I mean, you may enjoy the feeling of beating the number of repetitions you did last time or upping the weight or getting good at a new exercise or something like that. So you may feel great when you see the fruits of all the labor from working out. But just see the workouts themselves as something you have to do. Grin and bear it. Just do it right. Get her done is something that a guy said to me on Twitter the other day. Twitter, by the way, at BuffDaddyO_. I hate the guy that has BuffDaddyO with no underscore. What I'm saying is, these workouts, you don't need to enjoy them, you just need to do them. So just as we did with the eating side of things last time, you know, where we thought about what our goals are, and then we found a realistic, simple way to achieve those through eating right. Let's do the same with our training. Let's look first at the goals of our training. So as overweight, out of shape dads, we want some fat loss, we want some muscle gain, we want increased stamina and that feeling of fitness and the increased energy and some strength. But we can't achieve all of those in the same workout. Let's also look at the time we're going to devote to training. We're going to cobble together about 2 hours. Remember I talked about adding up all those times when you have sudden messing around opportunities where you may mess around on your phone for 20 minutes or start watching a show on TV that you don't really care about for half an hour. We're going to get together those times. We're going to add together maybe some slightly earlier mornings. And we're going to get 2 hours of training time together. So here's how we're going to split up the workouts to achieve all of those goals. We're going to have 2 10-15 minute fitness stamina fat burn workouts where you just really go for it. It's going to hurt. It's very intense, but it's 10 minutes, literally 10 minutes, then you're done. Then we have our 2 45-minute strength and muscle gain workouts that we're going to do each week. Now, maybe that sounds too simple that I've just split it up. Okay, what's our goals? Okay, here's the times that we're going to do each of those workouts. Job done. I know you've probably read all sorts of conflicting articles all over the place where everything seems a lot more complicated than that. But let me ask you a question. Do you know any guys who are in great shape? You probably do. Everyone has a friend or an acquaintance who's just in really good shape. Maybe you're a bit envious of him. But let's think about that guy for a second. Does he come across as super smart? Like he's cracked the code? I mean, yes, there are some very knowledgeable fit guys around who are very well educated, highly qualified in fitness, nutrition, and exercise physiology. But there's also a ton of guys, like some friends of mine, who are in great shape, but, you know, they're as dumb as you know what. I mean, these guys aren't, they're no Einstein, put it that way. And they're in great shape not through superior genetics. It's because they just do the simple stuff that works over and over and over again. Pick up a weight, do it 10 times. Okay, I did that. Add some weight next time. Keep practicing at that weight till I can do that new weight 10 times. Then add some weight, etc., etc. That's how simple progression is when it comes to strength training. When it comes to fitness and stamina, I'm going to sprint up hills for 10 minutes. Okay, I've done 15 in 10 minutes this time. Next week, I'm going to aim for 16. Week after that, I'm going to aim for 17. So do you see where I'm going here? It's not that these guys have cracked the code. It's just every single workout, they try and do a little bit better every single time. They stick with the things that work, that people have been doing for decades or probably even centuries. But that's how they get in shape. You don't have to be Einstein. I know we're all very intelligent people, but sometimes I think we overthink things. We get sort of inundated with so much information on the internet that we start trying to understand things in much more detail than we actually need to. So that's how all those dumb guys, who are a million times less intelligent than we are, manage to look a million times better than we do. They don't over-research things. They don't overthink things. They don't change their workouts every 4 weeks because they get bored, or they convince themselves that they need to, quote-unquote, change things up and keep the muscles guessing. That's how you get in shape. You get a workout program that challenges you, that hits every muscle group as well as your heart and lungs to build fitness. Then you push yourself a little bit over and over again. And if you eat right at the same time as all that and get adequate rest, then everything falls into place. Now, sorry, I get worked up about this overcomplication of everything. We now recognize that the media outlets, websites, magazines, they have to write new stuff every day and week. But for me, it just leads to too much information. It's that paralysis by analysis thing. We have too many options, too many conflicting opinions out there, which just leads to guys, dads like us, getting so confused that we start to use it as an excuse not to start. Because we start to say, well, I'm going to have to research this even more before I get started because it's not as simple as I thought it was. It is as simple as you think it is. So the way of training that I'm going to talk about here is basically how I've been training myself for the last 5 years or so. I'm now 37 years old. I'm sitting here in much better shape than I was when I was in my early 20s, when I was training a lot more often and I was chugging down protein shakes like there was no tomorrow. Of course, I still have bits of me I'd like to look a bit better or like to be a bit stronger in different areas, but I'd say I'm about 90% of the way there to being very, very happy with how I look and feel, thanks just to this style of training I'm about to talk about and following the right way of eating, as we discussed in last week's episode. The thing is, we need to see working out as a chore where we try to do the most damage to our body in the shortest length of time. Now, I don't mean that in a kind of dangerous sense. What I mean is, why would we elect to train for a much longer length of time if we didn't have to? I mean, these workouts are relatively short, but it's because every minute counts. There's no dicking around on your phone for a few minutes between sets, for example. We want to train very intensively, obviously relative to your own current fitness level, because we want to get the adaptive response from your body that causes it to repair muscle fibers and build muscle after your strength workouts. And with our fitness workouts, we're going to push your body slightly beyond what it's capable of to cause it to improve its ability to basically move you around at speed for longer. And that means building fitness and stamina, improving your lung capacity for whatever life is going to throw at you. Okay, so enough chit-chat about generic workouts. Let's dive in here and let's look at what you have to do in these short fitness sessions I've spoken about that only take you 10 to 15 minutes each time, twice a week. They're called high-intensity interval training workouts. You may well have heard of these on the internet. I didn't make these things up. It's been around for decades. But don't make the mistake of skipping these fitness workouts thinking, I just want to get strong. I'm just going to lift some weights. I mean, I've been there too. Big, bulky. I used to be 220 pounds, telling myself I was a big, bulky, strong guy moving big weights around. But I never wanted to take my shirt off on holiday. I had a big bit of belt overhang. I was getting out of breath just messing around with our kids or running across the road or something. We need a strong, healthy heart too. And we can get this, as well as burning a ton of fat in the process, by using these high-intensity interval training workouts twice a week, just for 10 or 15 minutes at a time. Now, basically, HIIT, as I'm going to call it from now on, involves alternating between intervals of high intensity, like all out, there's an axe murderer chasing me effort, coupled with longer periods of lower intensity, like, you know, jogging back home after you've lost the axe murderer who's chasing you. What this style of training does is rev up your heart rate and metabolism for literally hours after the session. And that means you're burning more calories that day while also building stamina and fitness in the process. And for me, you know, the beauty of this style of training is just how adaptable it is. Basically, any cardiovascular training equipment that you have access to can be used, whether that's a stationary bike, a rower, a cross trainer, a treadmill, even a punch bag. You can use those. What you would do there is you would alternate periods of 20 seconds at about 90% effort, with periods of, say, 40 seconds at 50% effort. And you would just do that for 10, 12, or 15 minutes, whatever your fitness level is. Or even go sprint up a hill near your home and jog back down again for 10 minutes. There's a video on my website of me doing exactly that. You would see how many sprints you can fit in each time. Or even go running around the block around your home. Again, alternate with those periods of 20 seconds at 90% effort, then 40 seconds at about 50% effort. And obviously watch out for traffic. Wear some luminous clothing or something. Don't put yourself in danger if you're running around your home at high speeds. And at the end of the episode, I'll also mention another great website that I found that has tons of just circuit training you can do at home. 12 minutes full-on intense workouts, but literally 10 or 12 minutes and it's done and dusted. So that's what I mean about HIIT being so adaptable. There are lots of different ways of you basically busting your ass with short periods of recovery in between for about 10, 12 or 15 minutes. And what that's going to do is build stamina, build fitness, burn an absolute ton of calories and make you feel a whole lot better. Now, obviously, to begin with, your high intensity intervals may not be particularly fast. You should have seen the state of me trying to sprint up a hill the first time I tried it. You wouldn't really have been able to tell what was a sprint up the hill and what was a jog back down again. There wasn't a big difference in speed. You're going to feel pretty useless and out of shape the first few times, but you know, you need to start somewhere. But what I would say is go easy on yourself for the first couple of sessions of this. Let your central nervous system get used to being put under this type of stress. You know, small steps and we'll get there over time. Because the thing is, high intensity interval training is tough. They're not fun at all, but they take 10 to 15 minutes depending on your fitness level. And then they are done and dusted. You can literally get up off your sofa, throw on your training gear, go do one of these workouts, and be back sitting on your sofa in 20 minutes. Yes, you'll be all sweaty. Yes, no one's going to want to sit anywhere near you. But that's 20 minutes of your life, and that's your workout done, and you've done a whole lot of good stuff for your body and your fitness level. Now, we've worked on getting fit, building stamina to stop us getting so out of breath so easily, while also burning fat and getting our heart and lungs in much better shape. But we want to add a bit more shape to our frame now, don't we? We want to fill out clothes in all the right places instead of all the wrong places. You want to have that feeling of being strong and having some muscle on your body. To build strength and muscle, we're going to need some resistance training, obviously. What I'm going to focus on here and what I focus on my website tends to be dumbbell and bodyweight workouts, primarily because I just feel that those are the most accessible things for the average guy. Not that you're average, obviously. I mean, I bet you're awesome. And I will one day allow you to buy me a pint of Guinness because you're so awesome. But what I mean is most guys, you know, have access to dumbbells, either for home use or the gym, or if you prefer bodyweight exercises, those can work great too. And I'm going to talk about those in a second. So the type of strength training that suits us, given our time, pressures and goals, is high intensity training, HIT this time. And there's that word intensity again. You thought you'd seen the back of it after the interval training workouts I just spoke about, but no, I'm afraid not. Again, this is just how we are able to train for a relatively short time each week, yet still get in great shape. We train intensively when we do train, and high intensity weight training involves only doing what you need to do to get the adaptive response from your body, that is to build strength and muscle. We're only going to do as many exercises and sets as are strictly necessary. Why would we train longer than we need to, if you think about it? Like I've said, these workouts are a chore. They're not going to be fun. Do you take your time with the vacuuming because you're having such a great laugh? Probably not. You do it right, or maybe half-assed if you're me. But no, you do it properly, but in the shortest time possible. And it's the same with our training. Why would we do 4 sets of 10 exercises per workout if we can get the same results from 2 or 3 sets of, say, 6 to 7 exercises per workout? It would be daft, and that's what we're doing. We're going to do the minimum amount that we need to do to get the response that we want. At this point, I do need to mention again, within the resources page on the Buff Daddio site, there's a training toolbox section. I'll put a link in the show notes, buffdaddio.com/3. Now in there, I've put 4 workout videos, 4 strength training workout videos, as well as a video showing you high intensity interval training. But the workout videos have some typical whole body workouts that you can start doing straight away. If you have no equipment, there's bodyweight ones there. If you have some dumbbells or access to dumbbells, there's a couple of great workouts there too. I said whole body workouts there. Bodybuilding sites that you might have read, they'll always list lots of what are called split routines, where you have a leg day where all you do are leg exercises, then the next day you do lots of back exercises, the next day you do arm exercises each week. Whole body routines basically is where we're going to hit each muscle group every time we train. And to be honest, those are going to do us just fine. We want to get in good shape and build some muscle. We don't want to start chugging down a ton of supplements to try and look like, you know, a poor man's Mr. Olympia. We're not going to go down that route. I mean, I train whole body workouts for about probably 2/3 or even 3/4 of the time, and I do just fine, and you will too. So basically, I advocate a quick warm-up set of most exercises with a lighter weight, then 2 or 3 sets of, you know, all-out meathead Neanderthal grunt work. And then each session, you try to better what you've done last time by just 1 rep more than you did last time. And for each set, we're going to stay within an 8 to 12 rep range, 8 to 12 repetitions per set. Once you get to the point where you're able to do all of the prescribed sets all the way up to 12 repetitions, that means it's time to add some weight. And then next time you aim for 8 repetitions of all of those sets. And again, you keep doing that weight until you can do 12 reps of all sets. Simple progression will build you strength and muscle as long as your diet is right, as we talked about last week. So it's very simple for you to achieve those goals of building strength and muscle just by training this way, but going all out when you do get the chance to train. And just a note on body weight only workouts, I do recommend getting yourself a removable pull-up bar from Amazon or your local store. It's about £25 here or $40 if you're in North America. What one of these pull-up bars can do for you, it just fits onto the door and comes back off again. It doesn't leave any marks. But what it does, it allows you to hit your shoulders, back and arms so much better. If you're picking up a cheap set of dumbbells for home training too, I would recommend that you start off with 50 kilos or £100 worth of plates. Again, you can get these online or in your local store for relatively cheap. I'll have links in the show notes to my equipment resource page on the website too, where I just list some examples of what are some good pull-up bars and dumbbell sets if you want to go down the route of buying your own equipment for training at home as opposed to using a local gym. Another very cheap investment that I would recommend is just a simple notebook and pencil. You know, you and I have enough stuff floating around in our heads without trying to remember what we've done in each workout. If you track it, then you can improve a little bit next time. If you're not tracking it, you don't have a hope in hell of remembering how many reps or sets or what you did good and what you did badly last time, you know. So yeah, just note things down. Or, well, there's probably apps for this now. If you know of any good apps you can recommend for tracking workouts, do please let me know. That would be great. So a quick recap of everything we've just spoken about in terms of training. You're going to commit to doing 2 10-15 minute HIIT sessions per week, high intensity interval training sessions. You can do those inside with cardio equipment or even indoor circuits, or you can do those outdoors with hill sprints or just basic running. Alongside that, we're also going to do 2 approximately 45 minute strength workouts per week, high intensity training, where we only do what we need to, but you push yourself on each and every repetition and each and every set. There's no free sets where you just go through the motions. A quick question for you. Does all that sound doable? Because over the last 3 episodes now, we've got you set up for filling in training and eating right into your mad life. We've figured out how to eat relatively normally while still allowing you to lose some body fat. And now we've figured out how you can train for 2 hours or less per week while still getting fit, building stamina, muscle and strength, and doing some wonderful things for your health. Can you do all this, do you think? Because I'm trying to show you that there is this dad-friendly way that's sustainable, easy to master, and offers simple ways to progress and get yourself in shape. So I really do hope that all of this sounds doable for you. If straight away there are still hurdles in your way as you think about getting started with this or doing it on an ongoing basis, do please get in touch with me and we can work through them together. So time for listeners' question time. So this one's from Rod in Toronto in Canada, where, interestingly enough, that's where my wife is from, Rod. I somehow convinced my wife to leave her country, Canada, to come and live in a country where basically the rain is just a little bit warmer in the summertime. That's the main difference between the seasons here in Ireland. People always wonder, why is Ireland so green? It's because it never stops raining. That's why. Everything is very well watered. Anyway, Rod, onto your question. Hi, Chris. I'm looking into what equipment is best for me to use while working out. Would you say that kettlebells are best? So, Rod, you don't mention whether you're talking about training at home or in the gym. But basically, for me, weights are just weights. Whether those are using your own body weight, using dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, or there's all sorts of new equipment comes out every couple of years. But basically, it's always just resistance training. It's using a weight to push your body. So for me, if you're talking about training at home, I would say whatever suits your home space. Each type of weights equipment is always going to have some moves, some exercises that you can't do with the others, and each will have its drawbacks. I myself, I train at just a local basic gym. I use bodyweight exercises, dumbbells and barbells, because they're accessible. Kettlebells are great because of the portability, I suppose. If you're using them at home, you just have one. Say you get a kettlebell that weighs 20 kilos. you can batter through quite a lot of different exercises without that changing over and adding and taking away weights that you might have with barbells or dumbbells. But I suppose the issue that I would have with kettlebells is that it can be difficult for progression. If you spent a lot of money on a 20 kilo kettlebell, what do you do when you can do 20 kilos for 20 reps on a certain exercise? Do you just keep on going, trying to do 25, trying to do 30? Or do you need to shell out for a heavier kettlebell? I suppose I would say kettlebells are great for portability and getting your workout done in the least time. You just need to be clever, I suppose, about what you do with the kettlebell to make sure you're constantly pushing yourself, because it's not as easy to progress with kettlebells in terms of adding on weight as it would be with barbells and dumbbells. Resources of the week. As well as the training toolbox that I think I've probably mentioned half a dozen times by now, because I don't want you to forget it, obviously, there are a couple of other sites I'd like to draw your attention to for more workouts and guidance on both these workout types, high intensity interval training and high intensity weight training. For high intensity interval training, there's a great resource called 12minuteathlete.com. Again, all these URLs are going to be on the show notes page. But 12minuteathlete.com, it's run by a girl called Krista Stryker. It just has a ton of great free workouts that'll take you 12 minutes or less with little or no equipment. Lots of very varied and challenging workouts for whatever your fitness level. As I said, it's just a great free resource. And then for strength training, there's a great free online database of exercises, exrx.net. It has hundreds and hundreds of exercises categorized by body part or muscle or the piece of equipment that you have, or maybe just body weight if you don't have any equipment, with videos for each and every one of these exercises and guidance notes on how to do it right and things to watch out for in terms of pitfalls. So definitely check that out if you're looking to get a bit more guidance on exercises, or maybe looking to build your own workout plan, or to replace some of the exercises on the workouts that I've put for you in the training toolbox. It's just a fantastic resource. And if you're into bodyweight training, then in my opinion, the best online resource is a guy called Todd Kuzlikas. I really hope I've pronounced his name properly. But again, it's another huge database complete with videos and workout plans, and some pretty impressive transformations by some guys who have followed his bodyweight workout plans, who look very like ex-chunky dads who are now in pretty great shape. So go to Todd's site. Again, there's going to be a link in the show notes for you. So that's episode 3 done. Like I said, everything that I've mentioned in today's episode about how to work out to become a buff daddy-o can be found in the show notes. That's buffdaddyo.com/3. I've written everything down clearly in terms of how to structure your workouts and all the resources, my own and other people's, that you can use to just get started. Like I've talked about in the previous couple of episodes too, you just need to get started, learn as you go, tweak things as you go along. Don't start using research as an excuse to not start. So next week's episode, episode 4, will be all about beer and junk. Not beer and junk and how amazing they are, admittedly, though they are. More about beer and junk management, I suppose. How, as dads, we can continue to treat ourselves at the weekends to get all the junk that we've been looking forward to and have a few beers, but yet stop that throwing us off track. We're going to look at how we can manage our beer and junk consumption to still get in shape and actually help us to continue using fat as fuel to get rid of these bellies and these man boobs and get ourselves in shape. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you get episode 4 whenever it's available. So go to iTunes or Stitcher or whatever site you're using for your podcasts. If you liked or loathed this podcast, it would be great if you could leave a review from wherever you downloaded it from. It just lets other guys like us know whether this is a podcast that's going to help them. And it also lets me know if I'm on the right track, if I'm continuing to give you good, actionable, effective information to help get your ass in shape. And if you haven't picked up the free Bulky to Buff Daddy-O guide ebook yet from the website, please do check that out. You just need to pop in your email address and it gets sent to you automatically. It's about a 20-minute read, but it sets things out very clearly like I have done in the previous three podcasts now, on how you can get started, get your ducks in a row, roll with the punches as we go along, but stay on track by structuring your workouts and your eating in a simple but effective way. So check that out too. But until next time for episode 4, do look after yourself and cheerio.